Hello, everyone, and welcome to Now Spinning, the official podcast of the Lansing Community College Vinyl Record Club. We meet twice a month to listen to vinyl and talk about music. Stay tuned to learn about how you can get in touch with us and attend our meetings.
Hello, everybody. It's Tyler again. Intros.
I'm Andy, as long as we have.
Hi, I'm Anna Sophia.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another great podcast episode about an even greater meeting, places we've been. Now, I have a little bit of background with all this meeting theme. This meeting theme has been discussed since the inception of the club and its first meeting back in February of 2022. And I just want to say, like, I am so grateful. I'm smiling ear to ear knowing that we finally have had a places meeting. Because I've been saying, oh, let's do a places meeting, let's do a places meeting, let's do a places meeting.
And as president of the club, you're welcome.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Andy. With all that being said, we've got a good meeting here today. Good stuff to talk about.
And sure.
Alrighty. First song that we played, very proper here, is There's a Place by the Beatles.
Yes. Their famous album. Their very first one. Oh, God, what's the name?
Please Please Me.
Please Please Me. My God, this is a great song. All of their earliest ones, like She Loves Me, Paperback Writer. Oh, there's lots of them. Like think back to their Ed Sullivan days.
Yeah.
That all of that came off this album, which is great.
Yeah. And I played it off the album Introducing the Beatles by VJ. Because as most Beatles fans know, well, if you aren't a Beatles fan, basically their English UK albums, they were different from the ones that were released in the US up to Sgt. Pepper. So from 1964 to 1967, they'd be chopping up Beatles albums and moving them into different albums, which included singles and stuff. Which is very interesting. And if Simon and I want to, well, mostly Simon wants to do a Beatles deep dive, you'll see me on that and we could talk about that more. Because what's more Beatley and Record Club than Beatles? Next up, we've got On Top of Old Smokey by Gene Autry, one of my grandpa's favorites. He listened to a lot of Gene Autry as a kid. Of course, his family owning pretty much what is now Coolidge Road, and that was all their farm. You know, you kind of have to listen to some country, Johnny Cash, Gene Autry, sort of that sort of stuff when he was growing up. But Gene Autry is a really nice cowboy singer. You're probably thinking, have I heard of him? Who's Gene Autry? I swear I've heard of him. Well, yes, you have. He's the guy that sang Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. He also sang Frosty the Snowman.
Oh.
And, that was famous for us?
Yeah, if you look up Frosty the Snowman, the one that wasn't played in the special was the Gene Autry one. Mm. Also a little history about Gene Autry. He had the first number one hit of 1950, and that was obviously Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Mm. But taking into that, I thought this was a pretty good transition on our playlist, which you can find on our website. Just look up Lansing Community College Vinyl Record Club on your browser. Or you could go to LCC Connect's website. They have a ton of excellent podcasts there.
Find us through Spotify or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yeah. Well, I'd say, or if you're hearing us on the radio on a Sunday, you found us. But anyway, taking away that janky transition, a great transition between songs is On Top of Old Smokey, which is Smoky Mountains in Kentucky, I believe, Rocky Top in Tennessee.
Ooh.
So jumping state lines, but Rocky Top's bluegrass. It's about as bluegrass as you can get without going in a Foggy Mountain breakdown. But the Osborne Brothers,
I've actually been to the Smoky Mountains. They're beautiful. And they call it, and the funny thing is that they call it Smoky Mountains because even like the next hill over has like this blue smoky haze to it.
Really?
Yes.
I've been in Kentucky. I've been to Tennessee. I've got family that lives in Tennessee, just near Knoxville. But I've never been in the Smoky Mountains.
Oh my God, it's beautiful. It is so beautiful.
That's funny. I have family in Tennessee, and I've never been to Smoky Mountains either, I think.
Alrighty. Next song, speaking of country and certain states in the South, well, kind of South, we've got All My Exes Live in Texas off the album, the George Strait album called Oceanfront Property, which, if I can mention, I'll bring it in, but this is a beautiful, spectacular-looking album cover, Oceanfront Property is. And it's the album that has, obviously, All My Exes Live in Texas. And the title track is like, you know, I had bought oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. Which is, you know, kind of funny considering there's no, you know, Arizona's landlocked. Mm. I know that because my mother lives there. And it's I'll bring this in before I take it out to my mom's place. But George Strait, this song's about as country as you can get, George Strait. And
you're talking about Texas. There's like everything about Texas is country.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Super country. Can't get more country than Texas and George Strait and other stuff like that. do you guys have anything you want to say about your exes living in Texas?
Fun play on word. That's fun to say.
Yeah.
It was really fun to say.
Fun fact, one of my exes lived in Texas before he moved here.
We'll throw in some relatability here. I've been to Texas. I've been to Schlitterbahn, Galveston. That's another Glenn Campbell song right there. We'll get to we'll get to Glenn Campbell a little bit later. But Galveston, great place. All the places where George Strait mentioned his exes are being, also fantastic, beautiful places. Next up is a pretty nice place. I'm not sure if it's, I think it's real, but I'm not sure, is Indian Lake by the Cow Sills. Nice kind of sunshine pop song. Kind of a good driving kind of beat. The bass goes,
is that right, the bass line to?
Right at the beginning.
Indian Lake is a real place, and it's actually in Ohio.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Thank you to the Cowsill family for telling us about Indian Lake on their it's not as well known as The Rain, The Park, and other things, but Captain Sad and the Ship of Fools is a pretty good album, and a pretty interesting-looking cover, too. From Indian Lake, we go to Rio de Janeiro, a song off the album An Engine From a Radio Engine to a Photon Wing by Michael Nesmith, also known as the Monkey Michael Nesmith.
He was on our last episode.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
But basically, some history with Rio is like, this is late 70s stuff. And he made a music video for this, which kind of kicked off him making pop clips, which later kind of evolved into the idea for MTV. And if, you know, music television, rest in peace, MTV, by the way,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, MTV.
Yeah. But
video definitely killed the radio star.
And streaming killed the MTV star.
Mm-hmm.
And so did Ridiculousness. And, well, I think Ridiculousness was keeping it alive, but, you know, reality TV killed the MTV video star. Yep. Let's just say that. But anyway, going off MTV, he made this sort of amalgamation of movies, clips, skits, sort of stuff like that, comedy, for this little movie called Elephant Parts. Back in 1979, so predating MTV. And I want everyone in the club to see it. I still think we should host a movie night at some point. I think that would be fun. But I think you can just search Elephant Parts Michael Nesmith Where to Watch or something. I think it's on YouTube. It's on the Internet Archive too. But this is a great little song. Just like our next song, albeit our next song is a little overplayed, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hotel California, again, brought in by me, the mainstream guy. I got this one from Cracker Barrel. Bought it from Cracker Barrel.
Hold on. You got it from Cracker Barrel?
Yes, Cracker Barrel sells records.
Well, I know they sell records. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm down in Sandusky with my family to go to Cedar Point, usually we eat at Cracker Barrel. And I know, you know, they have it in the store there. They got records and stuff. Oh. A little overpriced, but, you know, I'll be at their records, so.
Kind of everything in their store is overpriced, but okay.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, but I don't really have anything to say about Hotel California. We played it for our overplayed songs meeting back in November of 2025 last year.
Last year? There was already
I think you played Hotel California, I think, maybe?
No.
Somebody played Hotel California because it was played, but it's a good song. Like, it's a really good song, but I'd need to spend at least 7 years without listening to Hotel California or, like, the Eagles to really think, oh, my gosh, this is the most spectacular song I have ever heard. But
I will admit my dad does play it a lot, but
it's a great classic rock song. It's a staple of classic rock radio.
Intro, and then the outro guitar solo.
It's great guitar solo.
Every bit of that is
musically,
iconic.
Musically and lyrically, it's fantastic. It's just the problem is you hear it on the radio so
all
much.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going up next to a song that is, I think, hated by fans of a certain band that is on our LCC VRC podcast, now spinning bingo card. It's drum roll, Weezer.
Yay.
Some played Beverly Hills. I remember hearing that song a ton when I was a kid, and it's one of my favorite Weezer songs. I think it's awesome, you know, but I think that was the one where they became mainstream.
Yeah.
Like, and everybody, like, knew about Weezer, and they kind of, I think, I'm not the Weezer genius. I don't know that much about Weezer. You'd have to ask,
I don't know,
like,
that much about Weezer.
I know we have a couple people in the club that, you know, love Weezer and all that stuff. But I really like Beverly Hills. Great hit of 2005, I'd say, you know.
I gotta say, the first time I was introduced, I don't get into Weezer that much. Because the first time I ever heard Weezer was listening to their version of Africa on the radio.
Ooh.
Yeah, if you ever heard that, that's a big, giant oof. But,
They're good. They're good. You know, I like that people really like them, and that's fantastic. You know, I like their well-known songs. Like, I never even heard, like, sorry, Weezer fans, but I've never heard of Pinkerton. Until somebody brought it in. I was like, oh, who's that? Oh, it's Pinkerton by Weezer. It's the greatest album ever. It's like, I've never heard of that till now. I don't know. It doesn't really have any, like, the Blue Album has a ton of mainstream. Well, not main. It's not mainstream. I'm just saying they have a ton of songs that, you know, the average Joe would know.
Blue Album being very
famous. Blue Album, tons of great songs. But stripping away from that, Beverly Hills. That's the one song where everybody knew Weezer. Everyone.
Right.
And speaking of songs, everybody knows, we're taking a trip down to where? Funky Town.
Funky Town.
Funky Town.
Yeah. And so great, great disco, great background music. And this was brought in by Jacob mm-hmm. friend of the show.
He was trying to bring it in. He brought it in a couple other meetings and was trying to play it, but he never got a chance to. So I'm glad he finally got a chance to play it, because I've been wanting to hear Funky Town at a meeting for a while.
He even played the long version.
Yeah.
The long version. Just
7 minutes. It's like a dance mix, I believe.
Yep, and you really don't know how repetitive Funky Town is until you hear the long version.
Or you play it in band when you have to do it over and over. Funky Town, lip sync, lip sync, lip sync, lip sync, lip sync. Not lip sync, lip sync. Get it?
Ink.
Do you get it?
The way you said it, no.
But basically, I was telling Jacob this, is the guy who wrote the song and made the band wanted it to be called Lip Sync, but that was like taken, so he went with Lips Inc.
Ah, that's how that explains a lot.
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. It's a great track. Essential for if you're playing in middle school band, very essential. Next up, we're taking a trip back to Kentucky. We're going to Bowling Green now. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I love this song. It's Glen Campbell. As we mentioned Glen Campbell before, he's a great guitar player. I'm sure he'll do a Glen Campbell deep dive, but he was set to be a Beach Boy, but like they couldn't agree really on royalty, I guess, or something like that. And so Brian Wilson gave him the song Guess I'm Dumb, which is one of the greatest Brian Wilson productions ever. And Glen Campbell, great guy. Tons of name and place songs. Like Where's the Playground, Susie? Galveston. Bowling Green. Arkansas. By the Time I Get to Phoenix. Wichita Lineman. I'm being totally honest here. You could do an entire meeting and have it all be like places as Glen Campbell sung about, if I'm being totally honest.
Wow.
See, I'm not joking there. Like, I struggled, because I struggled to think of what Glen Campbell song to bring in, but Bowling Green's got me one of my favorites. Next up, we've got a whole slew of jazz, kind of a jazz rock block, I guess. We got, they also mourn those who do not wear black for the homeless in Muskegon, I believe. That's Sufjan Stevens. We got Skating in Central Park, Bill Evans, Jim Hall, which with that one, I thought it was going to be like a rocky kind of sound, but it's smooth and mellow, very smooth and mellow. It's great. It's like an autumn day in Central Park. Then we've got one Andy brought in. St. Louis Blues.
St. Louis Blues.
Benny Goodman.
Benny Goodman.
Anything to say about good old Benny Goodman?
I mean, quintessential jazz. This actually was a live album. And if you know anything about jazz, jazz was designed to be listened to live. This is also like a perfect example of why you need to listen to jazz on vinyl. Because it was like perfect recording of the static and the distortion that it has, but oh my god, it was so good. Benny Goodman.
Yeah. Next up, we've got two songs about Ohio. We've got one that's Dreamsville, Ohio by Glenn Miller. Talk about how nice and dreamy that Ohio is.
Glenn Miller's back on the playlist.
Next up, we've got Ohio by Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, talking about the I think it was Kent State, I believe, where Nixon sent in the National Guard and they gravely injured 4 college students. And, you know, the start of the song goes, Tin Soldiers and Nixon coming, you know, 4 dead in Ohio, I guess.
Or unalived in Ohio.
Yes, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm new to this thing. But anyway, I just thought, I'm glad I was able to play those two back to back because I've been planning that for a while and I just thought it was really fun and kind of funky. Next up, Iris brought in some Sonic soundtracks, Aquarium Park, Act 1. I like this. It's very fun. It's a very video gamey soundtrack. And she also brought in, might as well push the Iris songs together, brought in Green Path, which is, according to the internet here, it's a lush green area and Hollow Knight located west of the Forgotten Crosslands. So thank you, Iris, for bringing in the wonderful soft video game music, because those are great.
Those are fun.
Yeah.
Those are really fun.
Next up, bam, Jan and Dean. We can't have a record club meeting without Jan and Dean. Who brought them in? Me. But Detroit City off their album, Jan and Dean's Surf City. and other swinging cities. Yeah. I could have copped out and played Surf City, but I didn't want to do that.
I think, and I have an album that had Detroit Rock City. I did not realize it had Detroit Rock City until we were talking about it in the meeting.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just like Detroit City. It's one of my favorite Jan and Dean songs. It's been a favorite of mine since about peak pandemic 2020. Alrighty. Next up, we got
Sweet Home Chicago by the Blues Brothers.
Man, my phone's not working today.
So this album is actually the movie soundtrack, which if you have not seen Blues Brothers, the movie, go watch it. It is absolutely hilarious. It is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes.
And next up, we've got Welcome to New York, Taylor Swift. Did you want to talk about that, Anna Sophia?
It's very poppy, obviously. This was Taylor Swift's, as everyone says, she's always in her pop era, but this was a very poppy Taylor Swift era, and it's very upbeat and just talking about the love of New York and all the beauty it has.
That's great. Somebody should have played New York, New York by Frank Sinatra.
Yes. Or his Chicago song.
Yeah. But instead we get Gordon Lightfoot with Alberta Bound, one of my favorites off of Don Quixote. I recommend you listen to Don Quixote. Excellent album. You know, Alberta Bound, excellent song.
I should really get into Gordon Lightfoot.
You should. I have almost all of his albums. Especially his early stuff's great. His later stuff is great. Summertime Dream is his best album. Next up, we got two kind of similar sounding songs, Holland 1945. Kylie brought this in. It's kind of like indie kind of sounding song, which is great. I really liked it a lot, especially like the fuzz at the beginning because it sounded like the speakers were going to get blown up. I was like, oh no, that's like really interesting to put into your song. And then we've got San Francisco by the Mowglis. I remember hearing this a ton in 2013. I downloaded it on iTunes. Great song. We got more San Francisco by the Scott McKenzie. San Francisco, be sure to wear flowers in your hair, about the hippie movement and the summer of love. This song and All You Need Is Love is kind of considered to be like the two pivotal songs of said summer of love, which is, you know, really fantastic. Plus, it was used in advertisements for the Monterey Pop Festival. Next up, we've got two songs about two states that are close together, Mississippi Queen and Louisiana Man.
Yeah, the actual neighbors. That's can't get much better than that.
Yeah. Mm. I like Mississippi Queen. Here's a fun fact for you. Mississippi Queen was the very first 45 I ever bought.
Wow. Mm.
Jacob brought it in today, so thank you, Jacob. This is a great playlist, I got to be honest, but Louisiana Man, I mentioned it in the previous episode meeting podcast. This was like his signature song, and it's about Louisiana Man, a little boy living on the bayou and going to see cowboy shows with his dad and stuff like that. If you want to listen to any Cajun music, go listen to Doug Kershaw.
Ooh, Cajun music's fun.
Yeah.
You get like a little folk music in there.
Yeah.
Little swamp.
All French Acadians, I believe. But anyway, with the ending there, that was the end of the meeting. And this is the end of this podcast. But this is fun. Thank you guys for coming to our meetings if you make it from the podcast. If you want to listen to our podcast or anything like that, go to LCC Connect.
Now spinning.
Yes. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.